This is Neil Chayette looking at the law, coming up for Closing the Bank. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Banks aren't generally known for compassion, but this case sets a whole new level of mean. In 1976, Dorothy purchased her home with a 30-year mortgage. She made every payment on time, except the last one, because she was in the hospital. Now, you'd think the bank would cut Dorothy some slack, right? No way. The bank's law firm declared Dorothy in default and then moved to foreclose. Before Dorothy knew it, she owed $5,700 in fees and costs, a far cry from her final payment of $492. Dorothy decided she was mad as hell and wasn't going to pay anymore, and sued the bank and the law firm for violating the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, which prohibits excessive fees. It turns out the law firm did, in fact, charge fees in excess of what was permitted by law. The court that first heard the case held that law firm communications aren't covered, but the Court of Appeals reversed, holding that actions by a bank or its lawyers are included. So instead of her paying them, they may end up paying her, and there's a lot of interest in this case, but it's really all about principle. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.